It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. From time to time, we have conversations with CEOs, and today it's the head of a Wisconsin business crafting high-end mahogany speedboats for a niche market of customers who may be a half a world away in Persian Gulf states. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Patrick Gallagher is president and CEO of Grand Craft Boats, based in Genoa City, making custom wooden power boats. Patrick, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning. So you bought Grand Craft Boats in 2021, previously spent two decades in the highway paving business. Why purchase a luxury boating company? Make a connection here for us.
Well, you know, that's a common question that friends and family and strangers have asked. But I think after 20 great years in a family-owned business, the idea and the opportunity to get involved in something that I've always had a passion for and desire to take to the next level are the wooden boat, is the wooden boat segment out there. That's what's attracted me to it. And I feel like they've always had such great admiration through the decades, and that hasn't changed. But I recognize that there was an opportunity to try to take this company to the next level. And so my wife, Rose, and I researched it, investigated it thoroughly, and really came to find that this could have a lot of opportunity, particularly in the Midwest, you know, with the high-end luxury market on lakes like Lake Geneva or a Green Lake. And so that's what got us started to embark on moving the company after its first 42 years in Holland, Michigan. We made the decision early on that it just would be a better fit for us personally and professionally to have it in our home away from home of the Lake Geneva area. Hmm. Not to mention it will represent a significant market for Grand Craft.
Do you remember your first ride in one of these types of speedboats or the first time you saw one?
I remember, you know, my family first came to Lake Geneva in 1976. I was five. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't for about 10 more years that I was able to drive myself. But there's always been incredible, beautiful wooden boats on Lake Geneva. And I think that's what sparked it for me at an early age. And it continued on throughout my life of just the respect and admiration for what really goes into building these boats from scratch, like we're doing here. These are all new construction builds that we're building. And they certainly are for the few who can afford this type of boat. It certainly requires a lot of man hours and some amazing components that go into it for a modern day all mahogany power boat.
So Patrick, as you set up shop here in Wisconsin, you know, how is it to grow your employee base? How do you hire people with a very specific skill set? Where do you find that talent pool?
You know, we always believed that Walworth County was going to be a great market to hire skilled craftsmen, as well as skilled and experienced marine technicians. Those are the two primary skill sets we need here at Grand Craft. And having known the region for so long, I really believed in it and felt like that was going to be a great market to be able to tap into. There's certainly a heritage of custom woodworking and cabinetry, high-end clientele. And then, of course, with the many lakes, you have a pool of truly talented and experienced marine technicians to tap into as well. Mm-hmm. But the key is for us, what we found, and it was very much by design, is to make sure that we created a company that attracted A players. And whether they were going to be hourly or salaried, skilled or unskilled, we wanted to make sure that we attracted A players. And I think the way to do that is to provide a environment that caters to those who are A players. You know, this is a brand new building we're in here. It's about 20,000 plus square feet. We, although it's a small company, we run it as professionally as we can in all the good ways without it becoming bureaucratic. But it's creating the climate and the culture of the organization that's paramount for us. That is what's going to attract what is out there, which are skilled folks who just, if you pay them well and you give them good benefits and you create a culture that values genuinely their input in and gives them feedback, that's going to create what we think we've been able to create here.
How has it been to source your raw materials for these handcrafted boats? Do any of the components mm-hmm. in the boat originate in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. I mean, we've had to move our supply chain, the vast majority of it, to Wisconsin by choice as well. And that's opened up doors for us to be able to work with custom high-end metal fabricators. It's allowed us to source the various types of woods, exotic woods, from companies here in Wisconsin. Our local upholsters are from the area. You know, it just kind of cascaded that we had to replace who Grand Craft had been working with historically in the Michigan area to here. And it's been a great experience. We've been here physically for over 2 years, and the quality of companies, suppliers, vendors is extremely high.
Patrick Gallagher, CEO of a luxury boat making company in Genoa City, as we learn about the marketplace for high performance speedboats. Call in along the way. You can ask a question, add a comment, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn about the craftsmanship and the market expansion of a Genoa City firm that makes mahogany speedboats, growing its customer base in Persian Gulf states. Be part of the conversation. Call in with a question or comment, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Patrick Gallagher is CEO of Grand Craft Boats and stays with us. Patrick, we heard from Keith in Middleton, called in and wants to know about electric boats. Some companies have been making electric ones rather than gas-powered boats for a long time. And Keith wonders, how much demand do you see for electric boats?
It's a great question. In our super niche, we have not seen a demand for it per se whatsoever, frankly. Doesn't it all mean that that is not something that we foresee on the horizon as being important to offer as a possibility? But generally speaking, our customers are looking for that rumble, that classic sound in the water. And it's hard to replicate that with electric. I think there's also just, it's early days until that becomes more mainstream, but it's not if, I think it's when, and we're open arms to it at the right time for us.
You have a deal now in place for your company's boats to work with a custom yacht dealer based in United Arab Emirates in Dubai. Why sell your boats in Dubai?
Well, you know, back in my mid-20s, I spent 3 years working in Dubai and was working for a large multinational advertising agency. And so I came to understand the Gulf region out there very well. And it kind of has boomeranged as we got into Grand Craft here. It really was something that made sense to look hard at, particularly for our other main model, which is a 36-foot commuter style boat. And that many times is used a bit more commercially to be able to use as a tour boat or a commuter to take people from point A to point B, perhaps at a hotel or a resort. And it's made now by us with a fiberglass hull instead of what it was for the first 40 years with an all wooden hull. And that was sparked by one of our longtime customers down in the Florida Keys, a very high-end resort that wanted to replace their 25-year-old commuters of ours with a fiberglass version hull. And so by doing that, it opened the door in my mind to really look at places where there is extreme heat, sun, and salt, where a boat like that could really hold up and do well. And so working with SF Yachts is a good fit because they understand how that type of boat can fit the needs for many of those high-end consumers as well as high-end hotels and resorts.
And here you are building it with fresh water all around you. And you really have to think about the saltwater impacts and the heat of the Persian Gulf.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really not all that different than parts of our country. And we know that it's not confined to just wooden boats. It's really just boats in general. They should ultimately be covered and rinsed off if they're in salt water. It's no different for fiberglass than it would be for wood. But it's a more conducive hybrid of materials option that I think is exciting and does have promise. Otherwise, it can be a hard sell for a all wooden style runabout on open waters such as that in the intense heat.
Patrick Gallagher with us, Wisconsin luxury boat maker, president of Grand Craft Boats based out of Genoa City. You can call in with your questions, 800-642-1234. Lisa is here from Milwaukee. Lisa, hi.
Good morning. Hey, I had a question. Where does your mahogany wood come from?
Great question. We source it through suppliers both locally and nationally here in the U.S. who ultimately are sourcing the types of mahogany we're using from primarily from Africa. Historically, that used to include countries like the Philippines, but that's where we're sourcing the mahogany these days.
Is your sourcing reliable? I mean, has your business felt the effects of inflation in any way like households have?
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting because last summer there was such a spike in building materials. You know, framers were complaining about how the price of wood had skyrocketed, and all of that was very true, but that's a different type of wood product that we're simply not really using. We're using more exotic, specialized types of woods that weren't really feeling the effects like we were domestically in that regard, number one. And number two, being able to source them was not really problematic for us whatsoever. Mm. It was quite, it's still quite interesting how being able to source wood and other key components in building the boat is generally not been an issue for us here. Now, when you get into some of the large, extra large types of engines and high-end circuits and components that are needed for those, that you can have more of a lead time. But as long as you know it, you plan for it accordingly. These boats aren't built in a day anyway, so you can get ahead of it by ordering it accordingly and making sure you have it here when you need it.
Less than a minute left. What are your goals for the future for your business?
Well, it's really to build on what we've created here, because we essentially are rebooting a classic brand that's been around for now 44 years. The goal is to get into producing three different types of models here, and probably looking to triple production and double our workforce. That's the goal. I think we're on the right trajectory for sure in doing that. But I'm very satisfied with how these first 2 years have gone in essentially having a blank sheet and adding the key types of folks that we've needed to, such as our VP of operations, very, very highly skilled and experienced, as well as all of our craftsmen and our marine technicians. You know, it's kind of...
Patrick, thank you for joining us and sharing your business.
Absolutely, Kate. Thanks for making time for me.
Patrick Gallagher is CEO of Grand Craft Boats. It's a luxury boat making company in Genoa City. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.